President Trump, who has said interesting things about the JFK assassination in the past, such as the claim that Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, may have been involved in killing President Kennedy, is an interesting president to be the one who decides whether to release these many, many thousands of intelligence records relating to the assassination. And his decision has come as a bit of a surprise to many of us who thought he would just release them. He instead has chosen to withhold hundreds and hundreds of records rather than releasing them. And what was really interesting was what he said when he did this. Trump said, quote unquote, "I have no choice." And then he said that the reason for not releasing these records was that releasing them would do irreparable harm to national security. These are very interesting statements to come from a president who's talked quite loosely about the JFK assassination, which of course was an American coup d'etat in the past. So Trump seems to be telling us between the lines that if he has no choice, well, what does that mean? He certainly theoretically had the choice of just releasing everything, or maybe if he didn't have a choice, I guess that means somebody's holding a Mamluker Carcano to his head, or possibly a more viable gun of some kind. And when he says that this would do irreparable harm to national security, how could a case from more than 50 years ago have any bearing on today's national security? Obviously, all of the sources and methods, meaning the foreign spies and the ways that they're recruited, have long since passed into oblivion. The only rational understanding of this kind of statement is that the irreparable harm to American national security that could come from a complete and full release of all of the government's information about the JFK case would be that some of it might inadvertently reveal that President Kennedy was murdered in a coup d'etat by a hardline faction in the American military and intelligence agencies with private support from billionaires like H.L. Hunt and perhaps from some organized crime networks, including Meyer Lansky's. We know about that. These are the same people who tried to kill President Castro in Cuba, and they apparently found Kennedy an easier target. And Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, makes the case that behind the CIA, which was the most active player in the coup d'etat that overthrew Kennedy, we had the hidden hand of the Israeli Mossad by way of the CIA's counterintelligence chief, James Jesus Angleton, who was in fact an Israeli mole in the CIA. And to this day, there is a statue honoring Angleton in Tel Aviv. These are the sorts of things that Americans will learn if the truth comes out. Their faith in their government would be shaken, and that is the harm to national security that might be done. But I think in the long run, it would actually help American national security by helping us reestablish our democratic republic. That's what needs to happen. We need the full truth about the JFK assassination and so many other crimes of the deep state.